Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
What a wonderful work God has been doing in our midst.
神在我们中间所行的乃是一件奇事。
It is wonderful to hear the testimonies of our brothers and sisters.
当我们听到弟兄姊妹的见证的时候，是何等的美好。
Before we look and turn to God's word, let us look to Him in prayer.
当我们来看主的话语之前，让我们有一个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你为着今天这个早晨。
We thank you that we are filled with joy because we are here to witness the baptism of our new brothers and sisters.
我们里面充满了开心，因为我们要在这边见证弟兄姊妹受浸。
You filled us with joy because you have shown yourself to be great and powerful.
我们里面充满了欢喜，因为你要在我们中间显出你自己的伟大。
You have shown yourself to be faithful and steadfast in love.
显出你自己的信实和你那恒久不变的爱。
Now, Lord, speak through your word.
主啊，求你通过你自己的话语。
Encourage us.
激励我们。
Lead us on the way of righteousness.
叫我们能够行在公义的路上。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The past few months in our combined services, we've been going through the book of 1 Peter.
在上过去的一个月，我们读过彼得前书。
Last time, just to summarize, we were starting in 1 Peter chapter 2.
上次我们总结了彼得前书的第二章。
And Peter gave us the encouragement to put away sin.
彼得给我们一个激励，叫我们能够脱离罪。
And instead, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk.
就像婴孩能够渴慕灵奶一样。
And that is the encouragement for us to crave that milk.
这也是给我们一个激励，叫我们能够渴慕灵奶。
The spiritual milk of which he talks of is the word of God.
这样的灵奶其实就是神的话。
And we are to crave reading his word, not just like we crave a good meal.
我们来渴慕神的话语，其实不只是就像我们渴慕奶一样。
Or we crave something sweet for dessert.
或者我们渴慕一些甜的甜点而已。
He says we are to crave it like newborn babies.
他乃是叫我们渴慕，就像一个婴孩一样。
For a baby, milk is not optional.
因为对于婴孩来说，奶它不是一个可选项。
The baby needs it to survive.
因为婴孩它必须要有奶才能够生存。
So for us spiritually, we need to get into God's word to survive.
所以对我们也是一样，我们要借着神的话语能够生存。
He continues that this milk is going to help us to grow up in salvation.
所以彼得继续说到，我们要在这个救恩里面借着这个灵奶得以成长。
That salvation is not something we experience just when we first believe and get baptized.
这个灵奶也不是只是我们受浸的时候所得到的。
But there is a part of salvation in which we grow into.
而是在这个救恩里面，它成为我们一个成长的一个部分。
There is many parables that Jesus tells.
圣经里面耶稣用了很多的比喻。
In which salvation is not just the beginning, but it is also the growing.
这个救恩它不只是一个开始而已，它而是一个成长的过程。
Jesus said, God is like a sower who sows seed.
他说我们的神就像一个播种的农民一样。
And those that have salvation are not just the ground that catches the seed, but those that grow a harvest.
所以救恩它不只是这个田地收到种子而已，它乃是要让它成长。
Those who are saved are not just the bridesmaids that are chosen as bridesmaids.
所以我们救恩不只是我们成为了新娘而已。
But those that also have their lamps lit.
Can you say that again?
Those that have their lamps lit.
乃是要叫他们的灯能够亮起来。童女的比喻。
Salvation is not just being a servant of God.
所以救恩也不只是叫我们成为他的仆人。
But it is being the servant that is faithful in what his master calls him to do.
乃是叫我们在神面前成为一个信实的仆人，做他叫我们所做的。
So we have that encouragement for Peter that salvation is not just something in the past, but it's something we are going through right now.
所以彼得说，这个救恩不只是我们过去的一个经历，乃是一个一直往前的一个过程。
That God has called us and made us holy.
神他呼召我们，叫我们成为圣洁。
But now we too are to live holy lives.
所以我们要从现在开始过圣洁的生活。
This morning we are going to look at verses 4 to 10.
今天我们要看彼得前书第二章第四节到第十节。
And it speaks to something that is very important for our Christian lives.
这边讲到对我们基督徒的生活非常重要的几个点。
It speaks to our identity.
因为它讲到我们的身份。
Who are we?
我们到底是谁？
What are we to do?
我们要做什么？
Sadly enough, this is one of the things that we wrestle with all the time.
很不幸的是，这常常是我们常常要奋斗的一个点。
The record of the Old Testament Israelites is that they constantly forget who they are.
因为在旧约中，以色列人常常忘记他们是谁。
And they constantly forget what they're supposed to do.
他们也常常忘记他们要做什么。
They're always worshiping other gods.
因为他们常常敬拜偶像。
And doing what they want to do.
And 做他们自己想要做的事。
Today, Peter wants to remind us who we are.
所以彼得在这里要提醒我们我们的所事。
This week I was watching a Christian movie.
这个星期我看一个基督徒的电影。
And it was about how God takes a man who is abusive and violent and saves him.
讲到耶稣怎样拯救一个非常暴力的一个人。
And in the beginning, as I was watching, I was saying, "Oh man, that guy is so horrible."
开始的时候，我就觉得哇，这人好糟糕啊。
But then, as I continued watching, I thought that my journey is similar to his.
但是当我继续看这个电影的时候，我觉得我自己的旅程，我的路程其实跟他一样。
How God saved this horrible man is the same way that God saved me.
神怎样拯救了这个糟糕的人，其实也是怎样拯救了我。
In that moment, God reminded me who I am.
在那一瞬间，神提醒了我的所事。
Let us read 1 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 4.
我们一起来念彼得前书第二章第四节，从第四节开始。
And let's just start reading verses from 4 to verse 6.
我们从第四节念到第六节。
As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选，所宝贵的。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house,to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame."
因为经上说。看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Peter starts by saying, "Who we are is dependent on one thing."
这边说到我们的所事是基于一点。
It all depends on who Jesus is.
因为我们的所事是基于基督的所事。
And so he says who Jesus is first.
所以我们要知道耶稣是谁。
Who is he? In verse 4, it says he is the living stone.
他是谁呢？他乃是活石。
Now I think this meant a lot to Peter.
所以我觉得这对于彼得来说是很重要的。
When Peter was following Jesus, Jesus gave him a new name.
因为当他跟随耶稣的时候，耶稣给了他一个新的名字。
Jesus said, "You are Peter."
他说你是磐石，你是彼得。
And Peter means rock.
彼得的意思就是磐石。
And yet, after all these years, as now Peter is writing down this letter, he says, I may be a rock, but Jesus is the real rock.
他经过许多年以来，他觉得，哎，我真的是一个石头，但其实基督才是那位真的活石、磐石。
So he says Jesus is the living stone.
他说基督就是那活石。
It's very important that Jesus is not just a stone.
有一件非常重要的事情，他其实不只是活石。
But he is a living stone.
他不只是石头，他乃是一个活的石头。
That means our identity is based on something that is alive.
所以我们的所事是基于一个活着的一个事实。
It is not just a set of values.
它也不只是一个价值，一个数字。
It's not just a set of teaching.
这也，它也不只是一套的教训。
It's not just based on someone's life long, long ago.
也不是基于某个在很久以前的一个人。
Peter says, our identity right now is dependent on a living stone.
他说我们的所事乃是基于活石。
That Jesus is alive.
耶稣他活着。
He died on the cross and he rose again from the dead.
他在十字架为我们而死，并且他从死里复活。
And because he is living, our identity in him is a relationship.
因为他活着，所以我们的所事他乃是一个关系。
We follow someone who is alive.
因为我们跟从的是一个活着的人。
Peter describes Jesus as a stone another way.
彼得讲到耶稣他是石头，他通过另外一种方式。
Not only is he alive, but he is a cornerstone.
他说他不只是一块活石，他乃是房角石。
He says this in verse 6.
在第六节这边说到。
And he quotes Psalms and Isaiah.
他是从以赛亚书和诗篇里面引用的这句话。
He says, this Jesus is a cornerstone.
他说耶稣乃是房角石。
Now, of course, Peter doesn't just pull this interpretation out of nowhere.
他这边讲到这个房角石，他的一个解释呢。
He gets this from Jesus himself.
他这个解释是从耶稣他自己所说的话里面来的。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus gives a parable of the tenants.
在马太福音里面，耶稣讲到一个租户的比喻。
Where God as a landowner rents the land out to tenants.
讲到耶稣我们的主他是一个园户，他把自己的葡萄园租出去。
And the time comes to collect the wages of the land.
当时间到了要准备去收这些果实的时候。
And so the landowner sends his servant to collect.
所以他把自己的仆人送去这个果园。
But the tenants mistreat the servant.
但是租户对这些仆人十分的暴力。
And then the landowner said, I will send my son, surely they will respect him.
所以他最后把自己的儿子送去那个果园，觉得他们应该会尊敬他。
But instead they kill his son.
但他们却把他的儿子给杀了。
And the landowner will punish them.
这个园户到最后必要审判这些人。
Jesus concludes the parable by quoting this quote from the Old Testament.
耶稣讲这句话是从旧约里面引用过来的。
That he is the cornerstone.
讲到他是房角石。
Rejected by men, but chosen by God.
是被人所弃绝的，却是被神所拣选的。
And so here, Peter, remembering that maybe,reminds us that Jesus is the cornerstone.
所以彼得在这边提醒我们，告诉我们耶稣他是房角石。
Now what is a cornerstone?
所以房角石到底是什么呢？
These days a cornerstone is largely decorative.
在我们现今的社会，房角石常常只是用来装饰用的。
But back in the biblical days, it was the most important stone of a whole building.
但其实在圣经记载的时候，那个时候的房角石是整个建筑最重要的石头。
It was the first stone you put down.
因为它是第一块你要放置的石头。
And how and where you put that stone determined how the rest of the building was going to go up.
你怎样或在哪里放这块石头，决定了接下来整个建筑将会怎样被建造。
If you put the cornerstone over here, that's where the building was going to go.
如果你把房角石放在这边，那么这里就会是这个建筑建造起来的位置。
If you put the cornerstone in this direction, that's where the building was going to go.
所以如果你把这个房角石又放在这个方向，那么这就是整个建筑它所要面对的方向。
So Peter says Jesus is our cornerstone.
所以他讲到耶稣是我们的房角石。
That means everything we have is based on him.
这也就是说我们所有的一切都是基于他。
He is our foundation.
他是我们的基础。
He is the one that sets our direction.
因为他设置了我们的方向。
He is the one that sets our position.
他设置了我们的地位。
He determines who we are.
他也决定了我们的所事。
He determines what we do.
他也决定了我们要做什么。
So that's Jesus.
所以这是耶稣。
He is a stone.
他是石头。
He is a living stone.
是一块活石。
And for those of us who believe, he is the cornerstone.
对于我们信靠他的人，他就是房角石。
It's him that we base our lives on.
这是我们的生活乃是基于他。
It's him we get our identity from.
也是基于他我们知道我们的所事。
It's him we get our purpose from.
也是基于他我们知道我们的目的。
So Peter continues, and he looks now to us.
所以彼得继续他讲到我们。
In verse 5,
第五节,
he says, You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Just as Jesus is, we are called to be like him.
就像耶稣的呼召一样，乃是叫我们能够像他。
We are to be living stones.
我们也要成为活石。
As we go through this time of baptism, we remember that in baptism we are dead in Christ and we are also raised in Christ.
所以我们今天有这样受浸的聚会，叫我们知道我们是死了并且从死里复活。
And as we go into the waters of baptism, that represents us dying.
所以当我们受浸的时候，它预表着我们已经死了。
And as we come out of the water, it represents us coming into new life.
当我们从浸池里面起来的时候，也意味着我们重新活过来了。
And so Peter says, if you are in Jesus, you are also alive.
彼得他也说到，如果我们在基督里，我们就是活着的。
You have life in you because you are rooted on a living stone.
我们里面有生命是因为我们的根是基于这个活石。
And we are being built up into a spiritual house.
并且要建造成为灵宫。
Another way of saying that is a temple.
也就是一个庙殿，也就是一个殿。
It's one of the favorite ways that Paul likes to talk about us.
这也是保罗很喜欢的一个方式来教导我们。
That we are the temple of the Lord.
我们是神的殿。
We are a temple. We are the living stones, each one of us, all together being built into a building.
我们是殿，我们也是许多的活石所建筑起来的灵宫的一个殿。
Into God's temple.
成为神的殿。
He says to be a holy priesthood.
他说要成为圣洁的祭司。
We get to have that privilege just in the Old Testament of the priests.
我们拥有了只有旧约的时候只有祭司所拥有的那个特权。
They enjoy a closeness with God.
因为他们能够享受跟神一个亲近的关系。
A proximity to God.
与神的一个很近的距离。
A relationship with God.
一个与神的关系。
So that we will offer spiritual sacrifices.
所以我们可以献上灵祭。
That is the purpose of the priesthood.
这就是祭司的目的。
In the Old Testament, they were offering animals as sacrifice to God in worship.
在旧约的时候，他们是通过献上动物的祭来敬拜神。
Now, of course, God is not calling us to burn animals.
当然，神不是叫我们今天要献上动物的祭。
He has called us to offer spiritual sacrifices.
乃是要叫我们献上灵祭。
Now he's going to come back to who we are and what we're going to do a little later, so we're not going to expound on that as much right now.
彼得在之后会讲到我们的琐事，所以我们暂时先不讲到这个。
But the end of verse 6, it says that the one who trusts in him, that is the cornerstone, will never be put to shame.
在第六节的后半节讲到，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
It doesn't matter if the world denies us, God will always claim us.
即使世界弃绝我们，但是他选择了我们。
Just as Christ was rejected, we will be rejected by men.
就像耶稣被人弃绝一样，我们也会被人弃绝。
But just like Christ, if we are in him, we will always be chosen by God.
就像基督一样，只要我们在基督里，我们就是一个被拣选的人。
So when we trust him, we will never be put to shame.
所以我们如果信靠他，我们就必不至于羞愧。
Our position in him is secure.
我们在他里面的地位是有保障的。
So verse 7, it says, Now to you who believe, the stone is precious.
第七节说到，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵。
It really should be translated to those who believe, the honor is yours.
这应该把它翻译成，对我们信的人，我们有了这样的一个尊荣。
The honor of never being put to shame.
这个尊荣就是我们不会不至于羞愧。
The honor of always knowing that God is going to claim us.
这个尊荣也就是知道，因为神他承认我们。
He is always going to say, "This is my son, this is my daughter."
因为神会一直告诉我们，这就是我的儿子，我的女儿。
Now he contrasts those who believe with those who do not believe.
对于信和不信的人，这里产生了一个鲜明的对比。
So it continues on in verse 7.
所以在第七节继续讲到。
But to those who do not believe,The stone that the builders rejected has become the capstone.
在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
And the stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall.
又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
Jesus is always the living stone.
耶稣他永远都是活石。
But for those who believe and those who do not believe,This stone acts in a different manner.
但对于信与不信的人，这个石头它所呈现出来的结果却是不一样的。
If you believe, he is your cornerstone.
如果你信靠他，他就成了你的房角石。
He is your foundation.
他是你的基础。
He is the rock on which we stand.
他是我们所站立的磐石。
And when we stand upon the solid rock, we will never be shaken.
当我们站在这个稳固的磐石上面，我们就永远不至于动摇。
But for those who do not believe, he is a different kind of stone.
但如果你不信的话，他就是一个不同的石头。
It says, he is a rock that stumbles.
他这边说到，他是一个绊脚的石头。
He is a stumbling stone.
是一个绊脚的石头。
When you reject Jesus, he becomes your stumbling stone.
当你拒绝耶稣的时候，他就成了你的绊脚石。
Because everything in eternity is based on Jesus.
因为在永恒里面，所有的事情都是基于耶稣。
And if you do not believe, Jesus is going to be your undoing.
所以如果说我们不相信的话，那么，如果我们不信的话，那么耶稣他就成了我们的绊脚。就会绊我们的脚。
When we die and we meet God in judgment, there is only going to be one thing that matters.
当我们死了面对神的审判的时候，只有一件事情。
Who is Jesus to you?
耶稣对你来说，对于你来说是谁？
And so Jesus says himself in Matthew chapter 7, there is going to be many people that come and say, Lord, Lord.
在马太福音第七章那边讲到，很多人会拿到主前说：“主啊，主啊。”
And Jesus is going to say, "I don't know you."
耶稣会说：“我不认识你。”
Our eternity is rooted in Jesus.
我们的永恒是扎根于耶稣。
And it's not going to matter what we did in life in terms of, you know, maybe attending church.
即使我们今天参加主日的聚会，这也无济于事。
Or doing good deeds.
或者我们做了很多的善事。
Or how much money you gave away to good causes.
或者你为着许多好的目的，你献上很多的钱。
It's all going to depend on does Jesus know you?
而是要基于耶稣他是否认识你。
And if he knows you, then he is your cornerstone.
如果他认识你的话，那么他就成了你的房角石。
You're part of his building.
因为你是他灵宫的一部分。
And Jesus says, I know this one.
因为耶稣会说，我知道他。
And God says, I claim this one.
神也会说，我承认他。
That is our honor.
这是我们的尊荣。
That he who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
因为所有信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
But if we don't believe, then he is the stumbling stone.
但如果你不信的话，他就成了你的绊脚石。
He is going to be the cause of your fall.
因为他会导致你跌倒。
He is going to be the cause of why you go to hell.
他也会成为导致你去地狱的原因。
So he continues in verse 8. Though they stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for.
所以第八节他继续讲到，他们既不顺从，就在道理上跌绊。他们这样跌绊，绊跌也是预定的。
This is a purposeful disobedience.
这是讲到一个故意的不顺从。
This is not accidental.
不是不小心。
No one will get to heaven and say, "Oh, I didn't believe in Jesus. It was a mistake."
没有人会到天上的时候会说，哦，我不信耶稣是因为我不小心的。
Like they stumbled over a stone that was just lying in the ground by accident.
他们只是因为前面的一个石头不小心绊倒了而已。
Peter says they will stumble because they willfully disobey.
他们会绊跌是因为他们故意的不顺从。
They stumble because they reject the cornerstone.
他们绊跌是因为他们弃绝了这个石头。
When you reject a cornerstone, what does that look like?
当你弃绝房角石的时候会怎样呢？
You say, I don't like this stone.
比如说我不喜欢这个石头。
I don't like where this building is placed.
我也不喜欢这个建筑它放置的地方。
I don't want to be part of this building.
我根本就不想要成为这个房子的一部分。
I want to be part of a different building.
我想要成为另外一座房子的一部分。
I choose something else to build my life upon.
我要在另外一个地方建立我自己的生命。
That is what it means to reject the cornerstone that is Jesus.
这也就是拒绝绊脚石的意思。
But instead of building our lives upon who Jesus is, we build it upon something else.
我们不是基于耶稣建立我们的生命，而是基于其他东西。
And we have Jesus as the cornerstone, and we reject you. Say, I don't want this stone.
所以耶稣说到，当我们拒绝这个绊脚石的，也就是我不要这个石头。
I want to build my life on wealth.
我想要把我的生命建造在财富上面。
I want to build my life on success.
我想要建造我的生命在成功上面。
I want to build my life on me.
我想要在我自己的身上建造我的生命。
I want to be the one that determines how this building goes up.
我会成为那一个决定这个房子怎样被建造的人。
I want to be the one to determine how this building is facing.
我也会是那一个决定这个房子朝向的那个人。
So Peter says, if Jesus is not your cornerstone, he is your stumbling stone.
所以彼得说，如果耶稣不是你的绊脚石，那么他就是你的绊脚石。
And when we get to heaven, if Jesus is not your cornerstone, you are lost.
所以如果当我们到天上的时候，耶稣不是你的绊脚石，那么你就失去了救恩。
No other cornerstone will save you.
因为没有任何其他的绊脚石可以做你的拯救。
Nothing else you build our lives on will stand the last judgment.
因为不管你在地上所建造的任何东西，在审判面前都将失去。
That is who Jesus is to those who do not believe.
这就是对于那些不信的人，耶稣的所思。
Peter continues in verse 9 and 10.
彼得继续讲到第九节和第十节。
But you, those who believe, are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you were not, you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Peter is coming back to verse 5.
彼得这边其实又重复的回到了我们之前念过的第五节。
And expounding on who we are.
因为他重新讲到我们是谁。
And what are we to do?
我们要做什么？
And he quotes Isaiah in 10.
他也引用了以赛亚书。
In the book of Hosea, Hosea is told to marry someone who is going to betray him.
旧约里面讲到何西阿书，何西阿被神呼召要去娶一个淫妇。
And after they get married, they have kids.
他们结婚了以后就有了孩子。
And God tells them, name your child not my people.
他并且叫何西亚把他的孩子取名叫非我子民。
Name your child not mercy.
叫他的孩子取名叫没有不蒙连续。
And there's something very important about a child's name.
孩子的名字其实非常重要的。
Everyone wants to know it.
每个人都想要知道。
The first question,You ask after a baby is born, what's his name?
当小孩刚刚出生的时候，第一个你要问的问题就是他的名字是什么。
Or maybe people are asking that even before the baby is born.
甚至在他出生之前就有很多人问了。
What's his or her name?
他或他的名字到底是什么呢？
And every time Jose is getting asked these questions, he has to say, the child's name, not my people.
所以你可以想象，当何西阿被问到你的孩子叫什么的时候，他会说，他的名字叫非我子民。
My child is named not received mercy.
我的孩子的名字叫做不蒙连续。
Because God is using this prophet to tell Israel how unfaithful they are.
因为神透过何西阿这个先知来告诉以色列民，他们是何等的不信实。
Because of their disobedience, they're not going to receive mercy.
因为他们不顺从，所以他们不蒙连续。
Because of their disobedience, they're not going to be God's people.
因为他们不顺从，所以他不能成为神的子民。
And then the book of Hosea has a wonderful turning point.
在何西阿书里面有一个很重要的转折点。
Where Hosea's wife runs off.
因为他的太太后来就跑了。
Runs after other men.
去到另外一个男人那边。
Abandons Hosea.
他弃绝了何西亚。
And then God says, Hosea, go get back your wife.
神又告诉何西亚说，去把她娶回来。
I know she betrayed you.
我知道她背叛了你。
I know she committed adultery against you.
我知道她犯了奸淫。
And I know how your heart feels.
我也知道你的心是怎样的感受。
But go back, get your wife.
但去把她娶回来。
Pay any price you need to pay to get her back.
不论你要付出何等的代价，把她娶回来。
God says, "This is what I'm going to do for my people."
神说，这就是他要对他子民所要做的事情。
And this is the good news of the gospel.
这就是我们所听到福音的好消息。
That we were supposed to be God's beloved.
因为我们本应该是神所爱的。
But we ran after other loves.
但我们却常常跟随其他的爱。
We built our lives around other things.
我们把我们的生命建造在其他东西上面。
And we were slave to those things.
而且我们成为他们的奴隶。
And God's heart was broken over us.
所以神的心因着我们就伤了。
And he said, I'm going to buy back my wife at any cost.
所以神说，我要不论付出任何的代价，我要娶回我的太太。
And it cost him his own son, Jesus.
所以他摆上他的独子。
And when he saves, he gives a new name.
所以当他拯救了我们之后，他就给了一个新的名字。
He says, Jose, when you get back your wife, you rename your kids.
所以当他娶回他的太太以后呢，叫他你要给你的儿子取一个新的名字。
No longer are they going to be not my people.
他们不再是非我民。
No longer are they going to be not received mercy.
他们也不再是不蒙连续。
Now they are going to be my people.
因为他们要成为我的子民。
Now they are going to be received mercy.
因为他们要从我蒙连续。
And that is our identity in Christ.
这就是我们在基督里的所是。
Before we were sin.
因为之前我们犯罪。
Before we were in rebellion.
之前我们悖逆神。
Before we took the cornerstone that is Jesus and we utterly rejected him.
之前我们知道这个房角石，我们却弃绝他。
But God sent his son Jesus Christ.
但是神把他的独生儿子基督赐给我们。
And he made us that were dead in sin to be alive, to be living stones.
叫我们曾经应该要死去的却成了活石。
So he calls us in verse 9 a chosen people.
所以在第九节这边讲到被拣选的族类
，a royal priesthood
是有君尊的祭司
，a holy nation
是圣洁的国度
，a people belonging to God
是属神的子民。
These are titles that he took from Exodus。
这个是他从出埃及记里面所给我们的这个称号。
When he took his people out of slavery in Egypt, he gave them these new names。
当他们把这些子民从埃及地领出来的时候，给了他们一个新的名字。
And Peter says, now that we are in Christ, we have these new names too.
因为我们在基督里面，所以我们也有了这些新的名字。
We are God's chosen people.
我们就是被拣选的族类。
We are His precious possession.
我们是他宝贵的收藏。
We enjoy a kind of relationship and closeness with God that no one else does.
因为我们享受了跟神一个非常亲近的关系，是没有其他人可以达到的。
That He is our God and we will be His people.
他是我们的神，我们是他的子民。
That's who you are, church.
这就是我们教会的所是。
Brothers and sisters getting baptized, this is who you are.
所以当我们弟兄姊妹受浸的时候，这也就是我们的所是。
Never forget it.
不要忘记。
But he says we are to do something.
但他这边说我们还要做一些事情。
After giving us these wonderful privileged titles,
但他给了我们这些特殊的名号以后，
he continues on in verse 9.
所以他继续在第九节讲到，
In order that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Church, we are called and saved to praise.
教会乃是被拯救，为了要赞美我们的神。
We are called to worship.
我们要来敬拜他。
As our brothers and sisters gave their testimonies just before, they're fulfilling the call of Christians.
当我们这些弟兄姊妹受洗的时候，他们也是得到了神的呼召。
To tell people publicly about what God has done in your life.
乃是要在公众场合做见证说神在我身上做了什么。
That God is good and He has done good things for me.
神是好的并且他在我身上行的美事。
We are saved to worship and praise.
因为我们被拯救为了要敬拜为了要赞美他。
To worship as we gather.
当我们聚集的时候，我们来敬拜他。
And that is the glorious thing about Sunday morning.
这就是我们主日清晨最荣耀的事情。
We are called together as a family, as a church.
因为我们聚集就像一个家人一样，是一个教会。
And as we sing the hymns, we all lift up our voices together.
当我们高声唱这些诗歌的时候。
As we listen to God's word, our minds praise God for what He's revealed to us.
当我们听他的话语的时候，我们的心因着他所说的，我们来赞美他。
As we gather together, we fulfill our purpose in Christ.
当我们聚集的时候，我们要来满足神的要求。
But it's not just what we do here that fulfills our purpose in Christ.
但不只是我们在这边所做的来满足神的要求。
But all our work through the power of the Holy Spirit.
但所有通过圣灵的能力所做的事情。
That is part of our offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
这些都是我们所献上蒙悦纳的灵祭。
Our whole life lived out is to be pleasing to God.
因为我们人生就是为了要来讨神的喜悦。
Everything we do, we should be able to hand to God. This is worship to you.
我们所做的每一件事情都应当是敬拜神。
This is my sacrifice to you, God.
都应该是给神的所献上的灵祭。
And we also tell others about Jesus.
我们也告诉别人关于耶稣的事情。
It should flow naturally out of remembering who we are.
当我们知道我们的所事的时候，这些东西都应该是自然流露的。
I think oftentimes it feels unnatural because we forget who we are.
我们很多时候觉得这些不自然，因为我们常常忘记我们的所事。
But as we look at 1 Peter, we remember what God has done for us. It feels natural to tell other people.
但是我们读彼得前书的时候，我们知道神的所事。我们应该觉得很自然的去告诉别人关于福音的事情。
God's done such wonderful things in our lives. Why would we keep it to ourselves?
因为神在我们身上所行的是何等的美事，我们怎么能够闭口不言呢？
Why would we let those who are still wallow in darkness suffer?
我们怎么可以眼睁睁地看着那些在黑暗中痛苦的人呢？
That we know that there's a cornerstone, a living stone, Jesus, to build your life on.
因为他们也要知道有一块房角石乃是他们的生命可以在上面建造的。
And we see other people who do not believe.
当我们看到那些不信的人的时候。
And we know that their lives are built on something else.
我们知道他们的生命建造在其他东西上面。
And we know at the final judgment that building is going to crumble.
我们也知道在审判的日子这个建筑将会倒塌。
Oh, it makes sense to tell them about the cornerstone that's Jesus.
所以这非常的合理，我们告诉别人说耶稣就是房角石。
There's something you can build your life upon that will never fail you.
因为这是一个石头，当你生命建造在上面的时候，它永远不会倒塌。
There's something you can build your life on that you have the promise that you will never be put to shame.
因为这样的建造能够叫你不至于羞愧。
That is our privilege as believers.
这就是我们作为信主的人所得到的特权。
As we go through the baptism service, let us remember who we are.
当我们进行这个受浸的时候，要提醒我们自己我们的所事。
And those that are getting baptized, I hope this is an encouragement to you.
我盼望说这些受浸的弟兄姊妹，这会成为你们的激励。
That as you get baptized and as you go through your life and you look back on this day,
当你接受受浸并且继续你的人生的时候，当你回头看今天，
you will remember the waters of baptism.
你会想起来所受浸的这个水。
And you will remember who you are in Christ.
你也会记得你在基督里的所事。
And what God has called you to be.
并且神呼召你要做什么。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, you are wonderful.
我们的天父，你是何等的美善。
You are the God that is full of steadfast love.
因为你是一个充满永恒不变爱的神。
The people that you have made for your own betrayed you.
你所造的人却背叛了你。
Yet you sent your son to die for them.
然而你却差派你自己的儿子为他们死。
Lord, remind us who we are.
主啊，求你提醒我们的所事。
That we are in the kingdom not because we are nice looking stones.
不是因为我们长得好看，所以我们进天国。
We are in the kingdom because of Jesus' work alone.
而是因着耶稣基督的工作。
And we are built upon Him.
因为我们乃是基于他而被建造。
Help us by your Holy Spirit to build our whole lives around Him.
求圣灵让我们整个生命生活能够建造在他上面。
That everything we do would be to the praise of His name.
我们所做的一切乃是要赞美他。
And we look forward to seeing you face to face.
主啊，我们盼望着与你面对面。
And hearing, well done, good and faithful servant.
你会对我们说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Enter into my rest.
进到我的安息里。
You have not denied me before men.
因为你在人前没有不承认我。
And I will never deny you.
我也不会不承认你。
So we thank you for the work that you've done in Jesus Christ.
主，我们谢谢你在通过基督所做的一切。
We praise you for all that you have done and all that you are.
我们赞美你，因着你所做的和你的所事。
In Jesus' mighty name.
我们奉主耶稣大能的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.